Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get your gold diggers! The gold diggers are here! I'll explain, like I normally do.
Oh.
It is 7:06. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. Hey, never miss a minute of the show, by the way. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every sparkling highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Dating for dough. Cha-ching!
Yep.
Florida and Nevada have the most gold diggers, according to a study. I don't know how much studying you had to do. You had to figure they were probably going to be in the top four anyway.
I mean, just like, you know, take a stroll through Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and go, yep, I see them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Florida and Nevada top the states of whose residents are most likely to marry for money. The Sunshine and Silver States both earned a gold digger score of 8.24 out of 10. Texas, though, trailed close behind with a score of 8.23, and I mean right behind.
Yeah, oil money, you know.
Are you an oil man? Yeah. You an oil man with that $300 Stetson hat on and that F-350?
$300. You haven't been shopping in a while.
Yeah, I usually go to thrift stores.
Oh, that's why. It's $300 at your Salvation Army.
What do they go for?
Oh, good hat.
Yeah.
Oh, you can spend $500,000.
$500 or $1,000, really?
You can spend a couple of grand on a good hat.
Get out of here!
Seriously,
that's crazy.
I know.
Wow, I'll just stick to my baseball caps then.
There you go.
So you've got Texas. So you've got Florida.
Okay.
Nevada, yeah. Texas.
Okay.
Come on, who's missing?
California.
Yes.
Yes.
And then New York. California 8.07, okay. New York 8.04. So I don't know that it's a huge revelation, but it is interesting.
A win's a win, Bob.
Well, how do they even, you know, how much information do you have to take in to come up with this? And a lot of people would have taken, you know, would have guessed close to that list, I think. But a matchmaker coach, Blaine Anderson, told the Post, Florida and Nevada are stereotyped as having more transactional dating cultures. Transactional?
That was a very nice way of putting it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Especially in Miami and in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I've had multiple clients in both of those cities tell me that they'd previously met women who mentioned something like, I'm looking for a man who will cover rent. On first dates, they're asking this.
Yeah.
Looking for a man who will cover rent.
Well, there are sites now that kind of are, if that's what you're looking for.
Sugar daddy?
Basically, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's out there. It's.
I mean, do you have a problem with that if everybody's in agreement? That's an arrangement. They're two adults, even though One of the adults is usually a lot younger, like as in the female?
I guess it depends. Where's the line on prostitution if it gets to that point? Or are you just an older guy? You got your gold change, you got your 500 SL, and you know you want a 20-something, a 30-something on your arm when you go to the Gator game or you go out to dinner. You're just looking for some company. I know people that have done that have been in those kind of relationships.
And they, it was, they were happy with it?
They seem to. I mean, again, it's not necessarily always long-term. Depends how long he lasts, so to speak. But yeah, it's not that uncommon, I don't think, anymore.
I guess one of these apps looks at factors such as concentration of millionaire and billionaires, population, average annual income, hourly wage, cost of living in each state, compiling the data, data app behaviors, and online searches for phrases such as sugar daddy, sugar mama, sugar baby, and marry rich were also tallied. Now, the bottom five states... where that it's least likely to be populated with gold diggers.
Okay. Mississippi's in there, right?
No.
Come on.
No, not
You're
in the.
You're kidding.
There's gold diggers in Mississippi, Greg, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Bottom five.
Whatever. Maine, Wyoming,
okay.
Montana, Nebraska, and Vermont.
That's an odd mix. You got three of those that are kind of out there, western, you know, rural, and then you got a couple in the northeast.
Well,
that's interesting.
Nebraska, gosh, how do I say this in a nice way? No offense.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday. It doesn't matter.
Like, who would
who
knowingly,
wants to live
willingly?
There? See, that's right. I knew where you were going. Who won? Oh, yeah. I want to go meet some rich dude and live out on the prairie.
Now, Vermont, Vermont is beautiful.
Yes.
But apparently it's a safe place to date without getting your dug gold into. But not a good place if you're out for mining gold. Emily Loves, dating and relationship expert and co-founder of M Loves, said it wasn't surprising states like California has the most billionaires in the U.S., followed by New York, Texas, Florida, top the list. They combine high concentrations of wealth with lifestyle-driven dating cultures, so the pursuit of love and luxury often go hand-in-hand. Where luxury lifestyles are visible and accessible, the line between affection and ambition gets even blurrier.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Phil, you're on the air.
Yeah, several years ago, my wife and I went to Washington, D.C. for a weekend, and in the hotel we were staying at, I was an electrical contractor, so I used to always look at ads under electrical contracting. Well, right behind electrical contracting was escort services, and in the Washington, D.C. phone book, there were about 50 pages of escort service ads. It's not just money, it's power. That's also the biggest aphrodisiac out there.
But is this a this is a slightly different arrangement, wouldn't it be? Seems like an escort would be like for
a dinner party or one night.
Yeah, single event, yeah. Versus I think some of these are looking for transactional relationship where you know you pay my rent and you're my boyfriend.
Yeah, well, and that was kind of the case of the person that I knew that was involved in the kind of thing. It was, you know, dinners, it was going out, it was going to parties, it was social activities. He basically just wanted someone there. So I guess it seemed to work out for them for a while.
Well, when you get into the more personal interactions, that's where I would assume it gets a lot more complicated.
Because then, yeah, is that because you wanted to, or is that because of the transaction? Because now you've crossed that line into something different.
Yeah, and if you kind of lay that out as part of the deal, then are you crossing that line into basically what would be like a long-term prostitutional
deal?
Yes, because
to me it would be, because that's agreed cash for services. Just over more than one night.
What do you think the deal is with Bill Belichick and his girlfriend?
He's old, filthy rich. She's cute. He likes her company, and she may like the lifestyle, or she may just love him.
yeah, she might be using this as like kind of a springboard to her own little, do you know what I mean, glom onto him. The whole relationship becomes kind of famous, if you will, sort
and
of viral-ish.
She becomes famous.
And then
so, yeah.
she can launch off of that, Kardashian style or whatever. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah. Guys, if you don't want to be with gold diggers, Maine, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska, and Vermont are your best opportunities.
Or you can just say no.
Oh.
I know. Thanks, Nancy Reagan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, for some men, there could be a possible weakness of the flesh, perhaps.
I think we've read about that somewhere before. Yeah.
I saw a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eight, just one? Anyway.
Yeah, you want me to give you the titles,
Craig? No, I really don't, because you're going to run out of music at some point. Yeah.
7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Pretty Woman's one of them.
Okay.
Coming up next, it is your turn to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now for What's Bugging You, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Jags win! Jags win! What a game last night! Jacksonville Jags Trevor Lawrence stumbling and bumbling into the end zone. But
hey, the Jags won.
Yeah, they're 4-1, 31-28. They beat Kansas City.
Look at that.
So that's saying something. Mm-hmm. I like it. All right. It's time now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-971.
What?
877-975-9825. Wow.
Well, it's a new number, Bob. It's, you know, it's
I've only said it a few times.
A few times.
In 20,
some years.
3 years.
Yeah, details.
Starting to lose it, Greg. There
it's,
it is.
Oh, it's kicking in. He's turning into Joe Biden.
Oh, well, hopefully it's not that bad that soon.
No.
Jerry, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. What's bugging me is touching on the story you talked about a little earlier this morning. The politicians in Chicago and Illinois, Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, they really irritate me with the violence. At 331 murders thus far this year, which is like 1.2 per day, they have the gall to try to resist President Trump trying to bring civility to that state. I think he needs to just forget about mobilizing the National Guard because that's a political issue. He should just bring federal law enforcement there en masse to protect ICE and so that they can do their job. I think we should have another phrase, the Let's Go Brandon, apply to that mayor because he is terrible. He's just terrible and he bugs me.
I just feel bad for everyone named Brandon.
Oh, I know.
Who suffered during this previous period.
That is sad. It bugs them, I'm sure, too.
Hey, call in now for What's Bugging You, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Candy. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You were just talking about the gold diggers. When my mother passed away, my father had one of those gold diggers in his life. And because of that, we lost our house when he died because he took out a reverse mortgage on it to pay her bills.
Oh, man. That's, wow, he really got, like, taken in by that. That's sad when that happens. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Let me go to Trevor. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the amount of speeders on the road lately and the tailgating. I mean, people, please slow down. You're going to kill somebody out there. And I don't want it to be me.
Yeah,
that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, I look, you know, a couple miles above the speed limit, if we're being honest, here and there, but certainly not tailgating, no matter what the speed is, because you're not going anywhere, and all you're doing is making the person either very nervous or very angry.
Well, I see it at the stoplights. One, I've had it happen to me, but I mean, I'd be sitting there, and like one car will not be moving. It's like it's the first one at the red light. And the other day, the one behind it scooted up no less than five times. I'm thinking, dude, the light is still red. The car in front of you cannot go anywhere.
Yeah, how close do you want to get?
Right. Okay. That does get really irritating.
Huh. Well, yeah. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, as we go back to the phones. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. The first caller hit it on the head, exactly what was bugging me. I'm so bugged by Let's Go Brandon Johnson and J.B. Pritzker plus the Portland mayor just being in total denial of federal help, probably to hide their failures. It's just really sad, and they basically have ongoing mayhem, and it needs to be fixed. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Yeah, the way that they're positioning things, that everything's perfectly okay. It's Trump that is starting trouble. Trump is stirring it up. And then, you know, this is what Pritzker said, that so then he'll have the excuse to send even more troops. And is this the same Chicago where the police decided, not the police officers themselves, but somebody of rank, decided to not respond when they were in trouble? That's what Hannity was talking about this morning, and that's I'll bring you that. I'll dig it up and I'll bring you that story, because it basically, they didn't use the word stand down,
but
do not respond to this particular area, and this is where the ICE agents were basically being attacked.
That is just so
wrong. They said, don't respond to that area.
Yeah.
And then the superintendent of police there, he said, no, we would never stand down. We would our officers would need help, and we'd expect other officers to come to their aid. Mm-hmm. You know, he had every excuse in the book, but it's all on the printout. They've got audio
yep.
transmissions of the whole thing. So, yeah, there definitely is something to it, and that is awful. I mean, you talk about politics to the nth degree, when there's literally American lives on the line, and your fellow officers. That's beyond the pale.
I got a quick one, and that's with this whole shutdown. The folks that are not going to work in some jobs, I'm sorry. It's kind of goes back to the blue flu kind of when you'd have a strike in a city. If you have a really important job, let's say it's, you know, TSA or, you know, air traffic, and you got people calling in sick that aren't sick, man, if I were management, I would be remembering those people. And if I work with those people who are now stressing me out even more and making my job more dangerous, I would remember them as well. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. putting much more stress and strain on your, supposedly, your brothers uh-huh. and sisters working
right.
alongside you. And some of those jobs are, like, air traffic.
Yeah.
That's like life and death.
Right.
Yeah, that, stop Mm-mm. with the games.
Yeah.
Coming up, David Hogg, famous, like, anti-gun guy. David Hogg.
Yeah.
Apparently wants bigger guns.
What?
That's weird. Yep, I'll explain next. This is called a tease, Greg. I'll explain next on The Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're approaching 7:35, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Going to the gym maybe today, pumping iron?
Yeah.
Want to get those guns? Huge, yeah. Big guns, brother. Yeah. You taking those to the gun show? Well, a guy who hates guns, David Hogg.
Yeah?
Remember that guy?
Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah. He catapulted to some notoriety after the Stoneman Douglas shooting that took place.
Yeah.
Yeah, he became this big anti-gun activist, but apparently wants to develop his own guns.
How's that?
He spent $5,000 of donor money on a subscription to a fitness class.
Oh, my goodness.
Subscription to a fitness class? What?
What's he looking
exactly
at it online
is
or what?
I mean, guess.
You get a magazine or something?
No, it's some kind of, I guess it's an online thing, maybe.
Oh, this, yeah, because he kind of moved on in. He was like going to be the next big deal in the Democrat Party, and then they kicked him to the curb.
Well, they kicked him to the curb because what he was doing was, if you're not far enough to the left, he was going to use DNC money to try to primary those people out. He wanted the furthest left radicals that he could get elected, and the DNC said, no, that's not exactly what we're looking for here.
He's not good at spending money for proper things, is he?
No, not so much.
It would seem.
Yeah, he's reaping millions in donor money through his political action committee, Leaders We Deserve. But not much of it is going toward political action, according to the New York Post. According to a report, only $455,000 of the PAC's money went toward candidates. $300,000 of that to a guy who didn't need it.
Huh.
Zohran Mamdani.
No.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. He just made your point on the most radical he could pick.
So you got $455,000 toward candidates. You got $300,000 to a candidate that doesn't need any money.
Yeah.
And then you're spending a whopping $2.5 million enriching political consultants. $2.5 million.
That sounds like laundering.
A consultant, yeah, a lot more money than you're even giving to the PACs or to these other candidates.
Wow.
Another $1.1 million went toward digital ads, presumably to promote the PAC, and another nearly $1 million was spent for donor mailing lists. So this guy's caught on to the ways of D.C. rather quickly.
Yeah.
He spent $5,000 of that donor money, like I said, on a subscription to a fitness class.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, you can pump that guy up and get him all ripped up and all that, and he's still going to be a weasel.
Oh, yeah. He is. He's so slimy.
Hoggett promised to spend $20 million to topple incumbent Democrats who are not far enough to the left. His vow to go after incumbents is why he lost his position at the DNC. But here we are, all these months later, and he's only spent $455,000 on candidates while raking in millions that enrich the usual consultant class.
Unreal.
Anti-gun fanatic David Hogg is one of the most shameless, scheming mercenary operators to come along in a lifetime. His endless self-promotion is so obvious. You can't fault him for any of this. He is who he is. He makes no secret of who he is. Anyone who gives him money knows who he is and what he is. If you willingly give money to a person like that, it's obvious that you want to fund a person like that. Well, including his Pilates classes.
Well, yeah.
Washington is a frothing ecosystem of influencers. This, by the way, is an op-ed piece from John Nolte. Lobbyists, consultants, politicians, organizers, paying and billing each other in the name of greater causes. Every generation brings forth new crusaders against this beast, only for many or most to go native. Yeah, I'm bringing change. Let me tell you how I'll do it differently. Yeah, I'm not going to play that money game, but I need money to do it.
Spends less than $500,000 on actual candidates.
And four times as much on consultants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that assumed Hogg ever wanted to be a reformer. I don't believe that, John Nolte says, not for a second. I've never seen anything from Hogg that didn't seem to be about enriching his own bank account, status, and or privilege. Hogg has expertly and methodically dry-humped his victimhood into a Harvard degree, media love, and wealth. People who give him money know this and have nothing to complain about. So
wow.
That's what they want, a weasel. They want candidates that the weasel's promoting, and I guess that's why they would give them their money.
Yeah, what you pay for.
Meanwhile, he's working on his guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And they still look like little garter snakes.
He's one of those guys that literally from day one, even when he was, what was he, a senior in high school, I guess, at the time of the shooting or whatever the case may be, you mentioned the word weasel. He looks like he's going to go be a slimy politician or a slimy something. I mean, he just has that look about him and the attitude about him.
He does. Hey, and a story that we started to discuss a little bit on, you know, what's bugging you, but we didn't get too deeply into it.
Yeah.
This is sort of a catch-up part of it in case you hadn't heard this story. Chicago police officers en route to help federal agents who are being surrounded and menaced by an angry mob of ICE protesters were seemingly ordered by their chief of patrol to stand down and not provide assistance. Stunning dispatch audio and internal messages reveal the group of agents, they were conducting a routine patrol on the city's south side on Saturday when they were attacked and rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars. So this wasn't like happenstance. This wasn't, you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
They were looking for an opportunity to perpetrate this kind of attack. The agents were on patrol about 15 miles from the anti-ICE protest that had been simmering for several days outside the ICE processing center in Chicago, the suburb, actually Broadview, when the attack began. Once they attempted to flee their trapped vehicle, a woman later found to be toting a semi-automatic weapon attempted to run the officers down, but was shot by police. Local cops were initially prepared to help the agents, but were ordered to stand down by the chief of patrol. And that's in the audio transmissions. You could tell that the dispatcher wanted to make sure that she said where the order was coming from. In other words, she knew it was wrong.
Smart.
And she wanted to make sure, younger male Hispanics wearing all black wanted for a hit and run. This guy fled the scene. A female dispatcher blares in response to a call for help from the ICE agents. When the offending vehicle crashed, they ran the federal agents off the road. They fled on foot westbound. A male voice then comes on the radio channel telling the dispatcher to direct officers to head to the scene and stay put a few blocks away and await further instruction. A few seconds later, the male voice is heard again saying tersely, "Per the chief of patrol, clear everybody out. We're not responding over there."
Wow.
Yep.
That's huge.
The female dispatcher then tells officers on the way to the distress call, "Per the chief of patrol, all units clear out from there. We're not sending anybody out to that location." A male officer responds over the sound of sirens wailing in the background saying, "We're going to clear out as soon as we can. We're blocked in over here, so we're going to do the best we can to get out of here as soon as we can."
Hmm.
Now, here you go. An internal department memo sent to Chicago cops obtained by Fox News confirms the shocking reversal. "Please, chief of patrol, no units will respond to this as related from whatever that date and time exactly is. Caller is one of approximately 30 armed patrol agents, ICE, who are being surrounded by a large crowd of people requesting CPD. The dispatch, this message read, Chicago Police Department disputed the claim, saying the officers were on the scene. To clarify misinformation currently circulating, CPD officers did, in fact, respond to the shooting scene involving federal authorities on Saturday to maintain public safety and traffic control, the department said in a statement to Fox News. Chicago Police Department will always respond to anyone who is being attacked or under threat of physical harm. For incidents involving federal immigration enforcement, CPD supervisors will respond to the scene and determine the appropriate course of action in accordance with city law. Wow. So they tried to backtrack it They try to deny. And then the follow-up on this is Chicago's top cop came out swinging, denying claims that a chief ordered officers to stand down. He is the one using this language, stand down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's his way of getting out of it by saying nobody was told to stand down. We know that. We know you weren't. They weren't specifically being told stand down. You're told to be clear out and not to respond to that location. This Chicago couldn't be any dirtier or slimier or more corrupt than. Wow, this is not a good place. Oh, did I mention more than 1,500 shooting victims so far in 2025? Yeah, you're doing a bang up job up there in Chicago. Keep up the good work, you idiots.
Oh, that's safe. Yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Much more to come on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here when he's not trying to pierce his heart with sharp furniture being moved around as we do some rehabilitation. And,
I may need some
studio's
rehab.
Looking good. The whole office complex.
Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, looking real good and shaping up. But, yeah, there's some pieces in the way, Greg. Be careful.
Yeah, I noticed. I avoided the one that was in the way. I hit the one that was on the wall by avoiding the one that was in the way.
Walk much?
Yeah. Not that path anymore today.
All right. On a slightly more serious note, but not much more serious, let's take a look at the tropics.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And our friends from Radiant Credit Union. You've got a disturbance number one with a 90% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. Now, this is, more than 1,000 miles east of the Windward Islands. And if this trend continues, it could initiate a tropical depression later on today. So we will continue to watch the movements of this particular storm center as it is headed in our general direction, but now, like I say, 1,000 miles east of the Windward Islands still gives us plenty of time to adapt and adjust should we need to. Most of your preparations, I'm sure, have long been in place since hurricane season has long been running. And in fact, it'll be over 1st of November, but surprises in October are not completely unheard of. So use due care, all right? And there's your tropical weather update. Big difference between how Mike Huckabee looks at today's date and somebody like a Zoran Mamdani does. I think for most of us, October 7th, reminds us of October 7, 2023, and one of the most horrendous attacks ever on the state of Israel. Over 1,000 people died. They took so many hostages. These were very heinous crimes, killing children, men, women. These are innocent civilians. It was barbaric. It was awful. And Mike Huckabee points that out, marking the second anniversary. And he also said that Israel and Jews will never stand alone. And that's how I think most people see it. But can you imagine, as this date approaches, Zoran Mamdani, the Democrat Party nominee for mayor of New York City, met with Palestinians to mark the genocide in Gaza just ahead of the second anniversary of the Palestinian terror attack on Israel on October 7th. This afternoon, he posted on X on Sunday, I sat with Palestinian New Yorkers in Astoria and listened to what they and their families have endured as the genocide in Gaza continues, funded by our government. In the face of immeasurable grief, they have showed unbreakable resilience. Well, there's no genocide going on in Gaza. But when Hamas terrorists invaded Israel, certainly they did it with genocidal intent. They were murdering innocent civilians indiscriminately. And that's also part of their founding document of who they are. They want to wipe the Jews out. So anything they do, yeah, is part of a genocide. Mamdani is the son of Mahmoud Mamdani, an Ivy League scholar who has called for suicide bombings to be recognized as an ordinary form of warfare. Suicide bombings. The mayoral nominee, an avowed socialist, has participated in radical anti-Israel marches, promises to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for supposed war crimes if he sets foot in New York. In his statement, Mamdani managed to invert perpetrator and victim, coddling the radical pro-terror sentiments of Palestinians who want to assume the posture of helplessness after launching and cheering a bloody conflict. Hamas murdered 1,200 Israelis on October 7th, most of them civilians, and did so with extreme brutality, often live streaming their atrocities to family members of their victims. They also took more than 250 hostages to Gaza. 20 at most are still believed to be alive. Unbelievable. But yet, this guy is leading the mayoral race in New York, according to polls. I find it hard to believe. Hey, we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.